Chapter 3. The Book Buddies.
Achoo!
Dazzle the Unicorn sneezed. Sparkles from his tail floated in the air.
That's the problem with glitter, he said. Sometimes it goes up my nose.
It goes up all our noses, Homer the Owl complained. You should have feathers like me. They don't come off and annoy the rest of us.
I like my glitter, said Dazzle. And so do the children. I get borrowed a lot because I'm sparkly.
Me too, said Liliana the princess doll, showing off her sparkly dress. I wonder who will choose me today. Last time, I got to go to the beach.
I rode in a bicycle basket, Banjo the Bear said. I loved going fast. My fur blew in the wind.
I hope I am borrowed with another book buddy, Ivy the doll said. I like having fun with friends. I just hope I get chosen by anyone, Marco Polo said quietly.
Banjo put a soft paw around Marco Polo. Seth really wanted you. I think his dad almost said yes.
Piper nodded. It was really close.
Marco Polo sighed. Almost and close were terrible words. They got your hopes up, but then they turned into no.
Shh, said Homer. I hear the children coming. Everyone, get back to your places, and Dazzle, control your glitter.
As the children rushed into the room, Marco Polo imagined what he wished would happen. A child would see him from across the room.
I want Marco Polo.
Yes, of course, the parent would say. He is the perfect choice.
And?
Marco Polo was picked up.
Please, Dad? Seth asked.
Dad sighed.
Are you sure you don't want the bear? He'd be easy to find when it's time to come home.
Seth shook his head.
I only want Marco Polo.
All right, Dad said. But it's your job to take care of him.
I will, Seth promised.
As Dad helped Nate pick out books, Seth carried Marco Polo to the checkout desk and scanned the barcode for Marco Polo's journal.
Marco Polo's journal is bigger than he is, Seth said, and smiled. Brave explorers have big adventures, she said. I'll be excited to see what you write and draw in his journal. I know that you and Marco Polo will have a fun time at the sleepover.
Seth peeked to make sure Dad was busy. Then he leaned toward Anne.
I'm a tiny bit worried, he whispered. What if I have to get up in the middle of the night, or I hear strange sounds?
Do you have a flashlight? Anne whispered back. Seth nodded.
Worrying can be scary, Anne said. But remember that if something big goes wrong, you can always ask for help. And for little things, I know you'll figure it out.
Seth tucked the journal under his arm. That sounded nice. But it sounded too easy. What if he couldn't figure it out? He didn't want to look silly to Ben, or like a baby to Ben's older brother, Peter. As he waited for Dad and Nate, Seth whispered into Marco Polo's tiny ear,
"You're brave. That's why I need you."